Quite close to the edge of Cork City, and our reporter Carol Coleman is standing by there. It's a beautiful town on the old road into Cork from the north. Carol, but what's the scene there today?
Yes, Brian, I'm in the Copper Valley housing estate in the town where the Lashaboy River inundated 20 homes. There's a major cleanup underway here today. Everyone pitching in, mothers, brothers, grandfathers and mothers. They're hauling debris, sweeping up, mopping up. There's tiles, couches, floorboards outside the homes. I spoke to Valerie Gillen. She was helping to clean up at the home that her daughter Donna and her boyfriend Lloyd recently bought. They were hoping to get married next year.
We've the floors up. We're hoping that the fire will work, but we don't know because the water came up through it, so we just have to wait till things dry out, see if all that unit has to be replaced. So we've dehumidifiers going, skirting the whole lot is gone from here.
So soul destroying after just moving in.
Just moving in, and they were just getting it nice the way they wanted, and to have to start from scratch again.
And they were able to take shelter upstairs?
Yep, they went upstairs when it started coming through the house. The kitchen now, we've just pulled out the washing machines, dryers, because it came up halfway up them. So we're hoping if they dry out and they're used, we don't know.
That's Valerie Gillen there, who says the thing they need most now, Brian, is humidifiers. Other people are talking about finance. Another man in a house next door told me that there's about 5,000 to 8,000 worth of damage done to his home. And he brought me in and showed me around the kids' playroom, all the toys just stacked in boxes in the middle. It's costing him €500 today to get a skip to come and take that away. So nobody is here waiting for official help, really. They're kind of getting down and doing it themselves. I spoke to Mary Pat Barrett, who was flooded for the second time in 2015 and yesterday. And she told me that she had actually built her own flood defence across her driveway.
It did help, but the shores, it backwashed, and I just came into the house. We didn't, and all around my house, out the back. Out the back, and we just didn't. No, all next, all along here, everyone's house. No, it was bad the last time, 2015, but this is worse. This was the worst, and we got no warning, no nothing. And my husband only came off. He went in on Wednesday, on Tuesday night, to go in the night. He didn't even go to bed yesterday, so he's exhausted. He's gone out there now to see can we get mops and stuff. I'm just heartbroken, and I have a special needs son. He can't cope with it. I mean, none of us along here can cope with it anymore. And we've no flood insurance, do you know? Do you know, we just have to do what we can and stuff, do you know?
And just explain to the listener why you can't get flood insurance.
Because we're near a stream, and because of 2015 when we got flooded. No, we had the insurance up to them, because when we bought the house, everyone along here had it. And like, we're in the house now 15, 16, 18 years, maybe a little bit longer. And we always had the house insurance. And when 2015 came and we got flooded, we were trying to get the money off the insurance. They were putting us on the long finger and stuff like that. And now it's just like deja vu all over again.
And that was Mary Pat Barrett there. And there is a flood defence system being built in Glanmire. It's just after starting. And of course, it's not due to come down to this area until quite late in the scheme. But earlier, I was at the Sarsfields Hurling Club in the town. And last Sunday was one of their best days when they won the Cork County Final. Yesterday, one of their worst. But what they did was, and get this, they opened the pitch gates to take in the water so a housing estate across the road wouldn't be flooded. PRO Sarah McCarthy described this operation.
I think it was around 12 o'clock yesterday afternoon when the first two houses on either side unfortunately did take in water. So then the volunteers had decided they have to act very quickly. Our middle gate, which is kind of opposite the pitch there, or opposite the estate, had kind of a natural barrier of big bins since our celebrations over the weekend. And the guys decided to open the gate, move back the bins and the debris so that the water could flow into the pitch location. And you can see here at the entrance, they just formed a pathway with sandbags to guide the water down into the pitch area.
There's quite a steep decline there, so the water just flowed down across that road from the housing estate onto your pitch.
Yes, like at this stage really, it was the businesses beyond us here that were in threat, and that's when they acted fast. I don't know how they did it. It was a river of water. There was rain, there was debris. It was incredibly dangerous, and they're absolute heroes, all of them, yesterday.
And I see a lot of the debris on the pitch now.
Yeah, it's a bit surreal. We were here last Monday night. We were celebrating our senior lads county win. We had fireworks on the pitch, music, everyone was here from the community. It was an incredibly, incredibly special occasion. And to stand here now and have a look at this pitch, it's devastating.
How long will it take to get it back in up and running?
I wouldn't be the expert on that, but I would imagine it'll probably take us up to a year. This pitch costs thousands and thousands to maintain every year and to keep it at top notch. And I think most GAA clubs in Cork, City and County, will agree when they play here that it is one of the best pitches in Cork. Well, it was. And we are determined to get it back to its former glory.
And that's Sarah McCarthy from Sarsfields in Glanmire, ending that report from Carol Coleman.